Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Intro. I appreciate that. Thank you for taking the time to chat with me this Wednesday.
It is well deserved. It is definitely well deserved. My love, one thing, I first want to congratulate you on a wonderful new single, first and foremost. The video is exceptional. Thirdly, I must know, and I know a lot of the listeners would like to know, how did you find time to go in the studio and work on this project when you're doing so many different things? Because you're very active in Baltimore, very active. So when did you find the time to do this?
Well, I did a bulk of the album mid of last year. I am still in the studio putting some final touches, recording just a few more songs. And then we'll be set to release of this year. And, right now I'm just excited just to be able to share a new single off the album called You Tried It. I'm so glad that you like it.
Oh, absolutely. I must say, who came up with the concept for the video? I love the video. The cinematography was done wonderfully.
Thank you. Actually, my manager, Bishop, he had a lot to do kind of with the creative direction on this one. And I kind of just trusted his vision because it was fun, and I was just listening to the song. We wanted it upbeat. We wanted it bright. We wanted to kind of just showcase me as an artist, and I just definitely feel like we captured that with this video.
Without question. One of the things that I've always found most impressive about you as far as being a business owner, and I've had an opportunity to have many different artists. I said, you know what? It's great when you have the ability to have control over your career, over your brand. And I wanted you, if you could, express to the listeners out there, what has it meant to you over a period of time to have that level of control over your career? Because a lot of up-and-coming artists, they get tied into these, quote-unquote, I call them 360 slavery deals. And they really, truly don't understand the business aspect of the music industry. So can you let the listeners, what has it meant to you to have that kind of control over your career?
Absolutely. Coming from a group, I used to be in Rich Girl. We were signed to Jive, so having a major record label behind me, and I got to really learn just the different channels that it takes to get your music out there, from different executives, different record people. There's a lot of, chefs in the kitchen, I guess you could say,
yes.
In order for things to actually happen. I decided once when I did R&B Divas LA that I definitely wanted to invest back into myself and put the earnings that I made into creating my own label, Brave New World. And for me, that was just important because I felt like I had a strong sense of what it would take to be able to operate a successful label. I felt like I met a lot of just great people in terms of just different relationships that I could utilize. A street team, a great PR team. And like you said, I mean, just having that type of control, it really forces you to be responsible, not just as a person, but as a business owner. And it really helps you apply those types of things that you learn to other areas of your life, which for me has helped tremendously. I was able to start a fitness business that has completely taken off, but I do attest it to what I learned in music and just having my own label.
You know, what I find so amazing is that how business and music has changed, or shall I say evolved, where you can use music to evolve your brand in so many different aspects of your business, as far as, like you said, as far as the health and fitness, as far as doing branding for a clothing line. And I think one of the things also that I find so impressive, I remember you did an interview a couple years ago and you said, you know what, it seems to you that for whatever reason, that people in the industry become somewhat intimidated if you're a female and that you truly understand the business of the music industry, they become intimidated by that because they expect you to not be knowledgeable about the industry. How has that helped you as far as to expand your brand, knowing every aspect of the industry, so you're not allowing anybody just to try to take control of what you put out as a brand?
No, absolutely. It definitely gives you just a sense of empowerment because you can't just approach me or anyone on my team and just say anything. And I just think for any artist that's out there who wants to get involved with music, who has great music, you don't have to wait on anybody. You know, I spent a lot of time in Barnes & Noble literally picking up different music books, just reading, getting acclimated with certain words I had never heard before, even in terms of how the publishing works when you write a song. Just really familiarizing myself with those types of avenues because they're definitely streams for you to make money. And but like you, as you mentioned, how the music business has evolved from when I first had my deal with Jive Records a few years back, is the beauty of it now is that literally you don't have to wait for anybody. You can live stream your stuff. You can find different third-party entities to, you know, place your music out there, and you will receive, you know, the streaming dollars back as opposed to having to go through, you know, a label. So, I mean, if you have music, if you have the drive to do it, just do it yourself. Get out there and just hit the pavement and do it. You don't have to wait on anyone.
You know, I'm going to just kind of take it a step further, what you talked about, as far as getting out there and doing it. And I'm saying this with all due respect to a lot of young and up-and-coming artists out there, is that I feel some of these artists have become so lazy and so reliant on other people handling their own business. And then they're not able to keep track of the dollars and cents on what they're generating from their writing, their publishing. And I know you've always expressed that kind of independence as far as saying, hey, look, if I'm writing something, I'm not sharing anything with anybody. I want complete creative control over my publishing. And that I find that so refreshing that you are so knowledgeable about that. Now, as far as the health is concerned, you know, we're both over 21, so I'm a little bit older than 21. I'm speaking to myself, of course. Health and fitness. Health and fitness. You know, the teddy bear has a little extra tummy around the, you know, a little around the tummy. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Uh-huh.
How long did it take you to really, when did you start really getting involved? I mean, really throwing yourself 200% into health and fitness and decided to brand that out?
Yeah, so I've always been passionate about just working out. I've always been passionate about just feeling good, getting in the gym, getting in a good sweat. I always knew that at some point in my life I would take it more serious, and this past year is when, it's so funny, it was actually before I recorded the album, I decided to go back to school, and I really wanted to learn and understand sports and science. I really wanted to understand the science behind transforming a body. It's very easy to kind of just paint it with a broad stroke and say, oh, well, if you work out and eat less, you'll lose weight. But no, right. There really is a science behind transformation. And I really wanted to dedicate the time to finish, to get my degree, to become certified, to become licensed, to be able to change people's lives. And what really inspired that was just the past few years being out on the road and touring. And I love people. I would interact with so many different types of men, different women. And a lot of the women, the stories that I would hear would always, they were very similar in the sense of, you know, my sisters just kind of being depressed. And a lot of them would think it was because they hated their job or they didn't like their relationship. But the truth is, a lot of it is just how we treat ourselves or the lack thereof. And it's amazing the type of healing that can come when you, you know, dedicate 20 minutes, 30 minutes to working out and eating healthy. So for me, I knew that it was just important for me to be able to share that. And so after I graduated, I finished the album, and then I just put my head down and started testing out what I learned, and just started getting clients one by one, and now I'm training all over the country and just changing lives, and I absolutely love it.
My goodness, the modern day Jane Fonda, Lord have mercy.
I'll take it.
Yes, you know, you said something that I can actually speak of. I've noticed that the emphasis on saying I'm going on a diet, 9 times out of 10, it fails. And I noticed that a lot of that, it accumulates from emotion. People eat a lot of food, unhealthy food, during emotion. They're dealing with stress, just dealing with everyday life occurrence. And I find out the less stress that you have in your life and you surround yourself with positive people, the less you intend on gaining weight. You put yourself mentally in a mind frame, hey, I want to actually better myself, get myself healthier. For you, you've experienced a lot in this industry, and I'm surprised that you've been able to maintain without just flipping out and going up somebody's head on a few separate occasions. I know it's challenging. It's very challenging. Can you speak to me and also the listeners out there? How have you managed to keep your composure and not allow yourself to be dragged into a lot of unnecessary silliness that takes place in social media in today's society?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. And the truth is, I just feel like we all have the power to pick and choose what battles we want to exert our energy in. And I am very selfish and very selective with where I place my energy and what I allow to bother me. Social media, I guess starting out with it, I would be one of those people that would read a comment and say, oh my gosh, why would they say that, or what do they mean? And, you know, flip something inside and out and overthink it. And as I've evolved as a woman, as a business owner, I don't care, if that makes sense. Like, my world, I don't feed off of that. I feed off of the things that I do care about, like fitness, like changing women's lives, like really interacting with people. I just think you have to have a good sense of what's real and what's not. And I know sometimes it can feel like those lines can get blurred because it can feel like it's real. But most times things are far more bigger in our minds than they are in reality. And once you get past that, it kind of just brings you a sense of peace, you know? I've noticed that in many occasions where something is far bigger in my head than when I actually show up to the venue, when I actually meet the person. It's like, oh, it wasn't nothing at all that I expected. So I kind of just, you know, remind myself of that and take a deep breath and just know that everything is going to be okay.
You know, you didn't grow up in one of the most, quote-unquote, pristine conditions. And one of the things that I really truly love and admire about you, that you spend so much and give so much of yourself to the community, to the youth, because I know it means so much to you. What does it do for you mentally and emotionally to know that you are able to give back and give these kids an outlet to let them know that there's actually someone out here that actually cares about your well-being and that I'm here to support you and to help you achieve your dreams and goals?
Yeah, it's probably the biggest reward. I tell people all the time, you don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to have X amount of dollars. You don't have to live some lavish lifestyle to be given permission to give back. I feel like if all of us just mentored one child, we can absolutely change the world. I meet kids all the time. I speak at high schools a lot. I do different boot camps with kids. And it's just, it's the most gratifying feeling to know that you can make a difference in a child's life by doing, it's not even a lot. It's really just giving attention and giving them your ear. They have so much to say, and there's so many adults out here that have a lot of guidance that can be given. We just actually have to do it. But I love it.
Well, it definitely resonates because I've seen you on a few separate occasions when you're around different children, and I see the light. They just, I mean, you have this glow, this radiance that comes above you. It's like, wow, she is really doing something that she really truly enjoys doing. Because, you know, a lot of times celebrities will just do things just to be doing it to get press, to be honest with you. And then you find once every blue moon, you'll see a certain celebrity, they're doing something that they truly love and it means something to them. Now, as far as on the music front, we've been waiting a long time to get an album, an EP from you, Miss Lady. What can you tell us about this upcoming album? What can we expect from it?
Yeah, I'm super excited. For this one, I'm digging a little deeper in the sense of just my vulnerability and my honesty in my own relationship. You Tried It, the new single, kind of reflects that, even though upon hearing it, it's like, okay, you know, I'm being sassy, you know what I'm saying? Boy, you tried it. But for me, it was a moment of self, it was like a self-revelation that I realized I didn't have to accept the type of treatment that I was receiving from the guy that I was seeing. And it's a little thing. Sometimes women, we will accept certain behaviors that we know just doesn't feel good, but we've been with a person for a long time. So we'll just, you know, pass it off and say, okay, well, I've been with him for so long, so I'm going to stay. Or I know that I'm unhappy, but I'm going to stay. And it was really me just putting my foot down for myself, like, no, actually, I have a choice in this. You know, you tried it, though. You just tried the wrong one because I'm not staying here for this. So even that song, you know, was really me opening up and just, you know, being ready to share my own personal experiences. So the album will definitely reflect that. It'll be some ballads. It'll be a combination of some hip-hop. I love to rap, so I'm going to have some songs on there where it's just me telling a poetic story rap-wise. And, yeah, it's going to be Brave 2.0. I'm excited about
Absolutely.
It.
Brave and vulnerability. Those are two words that I didn't think I would
I know,
ever
right?
Hear.
Right?
I said, wow, vulnerability. I mean, because you have this bigger than life, such a strong persona that just engulfs everyone. Even the times that I've seen you on television, I'm saying, wait a minute, vulnerability? And Brave, wait a minute, let me make sure the mic is right on my headphones.
Right, and that's probably why it's taken so long for me to put this album out, because it is scary, but, you know, but I want it to be, because I want to brave through that moment. I want to share. I want people to listen to the music and really be able to relate because they've experienced, they've gone through it. So I know in order to do that, I have to be, you know, transparent.
Absolutely, without question. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does give you. We're being joined today, of course, by the one and only Miss Brave Williams as we discuss her new hit single, You Tried It. Now, you've dabbled in small television, you've done some modeling, you've done some being as far as being a spokesperson. What about as far as silver screen, the big screen? Have you kind of, you know, say, you know what, I want to kind of stick my toe in and see if it's warm and try to, you know, take that brand over there to the big screen?
Absolutely. I actually just wrapped my first leading film. We shot it in D.C. It's a romantic comedy. It was an awesome experience. Lisa Ray, she plays my mother. Raheem Devon is in it. Kim Whitley, she plays my aunt. Charles Malik Whitfield, he plays my father. Tobias Trevelyan, he's my love interest. But it was an awesome experience, and it definitely, like I said, it was my first leading film, and that will be set to release. I know I'm premiering it at ABFF in Miami. I want to say that's in June or July of this year. We'll be premiering it also overseas prior to that, but I can't wait for people to see it. But it's definitely gearing me up to definitely do more.
Okay. Now, who's the love interest in the movie for you?
His name is Tobias. He's actually has an extensive resume. The last film that he was in escapes my memory. But he's on my page. He's on Instagram. He's super talented. Played in a lot of different film, television. He was on Empire, on Fox's Empire. Super talented actor.
Well, in the words of the great late Bernie Mac, that's a lucky man. That's a lucky man.
No.
Very lucky man. What has you most proud about the new single?
What has me most proud about the single is, I think, the response that I'm getting from women. And just after I'm done performing, and I just did a show a few days ago with Vivian Green, and that was amazing. But just the response that I'm hearing from women, that, you know, how much they like it and just how much they're vibing to it. And it's almost kind of putting a nice little smirk on, if you've ever been, you know, played before, if you've ever experienced something that didn't make you feel good, it's like the song, you know, gets you in a different attitude where it's not all as bad. It's like, hey, you know, he tried it. Yeah, okay, he played some games, but I'm still resilient and it's cool. Like, I'm gonna move on. You know, I'm seeing that a lot of women, one in particular from the last show that I just did, and she actually used the words, stood up for herself. And I just thought that was amazing. You know, she said, I play it back to back to back to back. And he tried it, and girl, I left. And I was like, hey, if that's what your heart needed, I love it, you know. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's get into it. So it is written, so it shall be done. The new hit single from the incredible Brave Williams. You tried it. You're in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Burning your phone face down in the crib right now. You tried it. Tried talking to my best friend, she screenshot it. Oh, you tried it. Swiping your homeboy card in the club. Oh, you tried it. Try to fool me up in your baby mama car. You tried it. You all in the way, riding my way. Yeah, out of my bed, so then out your day. No. Think you gonna find something better than me? Go find her. Ooh, and I hope that she will find you. Your name, we sitting at the game. Why you turn your face looking the other way? Tryna wipe me up, but I don't know where you at. I'm starting to feel like it's become a fake. You all in the way, riding my wave, yeah. Yeah, out of my face, so then out your day, nah. Think you gon' find something better than me? Go find her. Yeah. you know I'm really pulling it up. Why you have to try my heart out?
Most definitely will. I can do that for you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Oh, before I let you go, because I know the listeners are going to get on me. Do you have any upcoming, I know we're giving information to get to your website, but I want to know, is there any upcoming dates that the listeners can be looking out for to see you perform?
Yes, and I'll actually be posting them next week on my Instagram at Be More Brave. So if you just follow me on Instagram, Be More Brave, BMOREBRAVE, all the dates will be listed there. But, yep, the calendar will definitely include some live shows.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Thank you so much, my love. Much continued success, okay?
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
You do the same. The incredible Lord have mercy, Brave Williams, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, you know, it's that time that Teddy Bear again was able to make it down here to the studio with all the rain and the snow. No longer raining, but we still have some snow. But, you know, hey, no need to fear. The chocolate one is here. Gonna take a little quick 2 and 2, get some tea, and a whole lot of extra honey. But in the meantime, let's leave you with some more Brave Williams with a little bit of road tripping here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Out his ass all over the cover. Rubbing your legs up on the dash, put on the pedal. Keep it together, keep it together. You don't want me to lie, boy. Triple X like you strike, boy. I can ride around all night. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm too fast, slow down. I'm about to go down. Whatever we are going out. Can't come to class, try to touch me. Come get in my section, get in my section, get in my section. Pulling all on your necktie, pulling your tag on my side. I can ride around all night. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Got a pool tank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Money in the bank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Come we come in. Come on, we got real body. Why don't you move the time? I'm gonna say it again. We are just so excited. Let's go to the side. The whole world stands in the mirror. And I'm right here. Oh, this is Korea. Wearing like we're slipping on my ties. Breaking, but it ain't no red lights. Booty in the air like a skyline. Beta, beta like we on Lifetime. Pedestrians looking through the window. Locked out of heaven like Bruno. But don't stop, we just on the intro. Lips so soft like a pillow. Got me shaking like we did a drive-by. Killed the cat, but she got 9 lives. Got bank, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Money in the bank, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Come, we come in.